Let me begin by introducing myself. There are some familiar faces out there. I've seen you at conferences. For some of you, I visited your schools and met with your boards and met with your administrations. I don't do that anymore. I don't travel anymore. I'm too busy in Cary, North Carolina. But my name is Gene Lichty. I'm the Director of Marketing and Development at Cary Christian School. That's the school right there in Cary, North Carolina. And I started in this role back in the fall of 2002. I was a marketing guy ever since college, but I didn't do one lick of development until 2002. And so what I'm doing here today is I'm just sharing with you from my own experience what it takes to do the marketing side of things. Last year I did some development workshops. Today I'm just going to talk to you, give you some just basic instruction. I know that we come from vastly different schools. Our school this fall will have 770 students. Our budget is $3.75 million. It's approaching $4 million. We started small, just like some of you are small. But I want to talk to all of you just about basic marketing. All right? If you have 50 to 75 students at your school, you need to have some sort of marketing program in place, and you need to have a budget set aside. It might be a small one. We started very small. I had to fight for every, didn't I, Ellen? Ellen's here. She's a business manager. I had to fight for every dollar that I could get in marketing because there just wasn't that much fluff. There was no fluff. There was none in our budget. We needed it for teacher salaries, and we needed it to pay rent because we didn't have a campus at that time. And so I'm here today to talk to you about how many of you in here are in charge of marketing or have something to do with the marketing at your school. Okay, that's perfect. And how many of you are starting for the first time this coming fall in your role of marketing director or development director? Okay, very good. Well, this talk is especially for you. As the marketing director, you have the responsibility of raising the visibility of your school in your community. That's your job. You need to raise the awareness, the visibility of your school in the community. It's very likely that you're not the only private school in town. As a matter of fact, it's very likely that you're not the only private Christian school in town. The folks that live in Cary, North Carolina have the opportunity to go to five different Christian schools within 15 miles of Cary Christian School, and there are 12 opportunities outside of parochial schools, outside of Catholic schools. There are 12 opportunities if you're willing to drive 30 miles or so. And so what we have to do is we have to be able to communicate effectively to the community the distinctives of Cary Christian School. What makes us unique? What is it about our school that sets us apart from all the other private schools, even all the other Christian schools? We're the only classical school in town. We're the only classical option that folks have in Cary, North Carolina. And it's very likely that you're the only classical option as well. And so that's something that needs to be communicated to the folks. Now, it took a while for Cary Christian School to get a marketing department. And part of the reason for that is because the school was growing without doing any marketing. The classes were getting full. As a matter of fact, they were busting at the seams for years. That was a problem for them. And so there were some things that need to be combated. First of all, the first objection when you as a marketing guy go to the board is, well, isn't word of mouth really the best form of advertising? Isn't it true that fat and happy, satisfied parents at the school and healthy children and good SAT scores and their ability to communicate to neighbors and friends, isn't that really the best form of marketing and advertising that you could possibly have at your disposal? And the answer to that question is resoundingly yes. That's absolutely true. Word of mouth is the best form of advertising. A parent going to a neighbor, a parent going to someone else at church is the best form of advertising. Here's the problem, though. The parents, while being very enthusiastic about the school, love it to death to the point that they're paying $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 in tuition for three kids. They're paying, you know, they've bought into the school and classic education. They can't effectively articulate it to others. You know, they'll say, we really, really like the school, and you won't believe what the kids are learning. And beyond that, they haven't read the books that you've asked them to read. Most of them probably haven't. And so what you need to do is you need to create something It doesn't have to be this big. Believe me, we didn't start out this big, did we, Risa? We started out with a much smaller brochure that folded out, and you handed out microscopes with it. That's how tiny it was, because that's all we had in the budget. That was 5 years ago. Now we hand out something a little bit bigger and something a little bit more impressive that talks about the school and its expanding programs and things. But we created 3,000 of these in 2002, and we put three of them in the hands of every family, and we said, it's your job over the next 4 months to put these in the hands of really interested people. Don't waste them, but put them in the hands of interested people. And we put these signature brochures, that's what this is, signature brochure for the school. We put these signature brochures in pediatricians' offices and doctors' offices, places like that. On the information tables at 35 churches, we have 55 churches that currently feed our school, you know, families that are a part of our school. 35 of the churches have information tables and were willing to allow us to, if we put the racks up, you know, if we got the plastic racks for $2.99 at Office Depot, to put these on the back table. And so over a three-year period, we got rid of 3,000 of these in the community. And when I arrived at Cary Christian School, there were already, I arrived in the school's sixth year, the beginning of the school's sixth year. There were already 434 children across 200 families. But we grew from 434 to 510, and then 510 to 610, and then 610 to 673, and then 673 to 735 or so this year, and now this year we'll be at 770. And we're slowing down because we're running out of room with the campus that we just built. And that growth isn't solely because of what we were doing with signature brochures. It isn't. It's because our product, which is the school and the teachers and the administrators and the students, looks good. It smells good. If your school doesn't smell good, if it doesn't have the culture that it needs to have, it doesn't matter how pretty or how fancy the brochure is. So I'm not saying the marketing department or the development department single-handedly took this school from 434 to 770, but these things help. Now, another objection that you're going to have, I'm not even talking about the brochure specifically at this point. We'll talk about that in a minute. But another objection that people have to creating a budget or hiring someone to do marketing or getting someone to volunteer to do marketing is that we don't have the need because of the number of students that we already have at the school. And one of the things that I say, another thing that I say to combat that is, in order to effectively do development, at some point you're going to need campuses. At some point you're not going to want to be renting anymore. At some point, prayerfully, God's going to give you the opportunity to buy some land and to begin working on a schematic for buildings and a permanent place in the community. You have to do marketing. All right? I'm not here to talk about development today, but marketing and development are intricately tied. I don't know anybody who's a development director who isn't also in charge of the marketing at his school. That's just the way it goes. And I, as a development director, someone who's tasked with bringing in all the money outside of tuition, can't get the dollars in the community unless we've been doing marketing first. Marketing always comes before development. The board of our school said, now when you get there, over a period of years, we'd like to see 40%, over a period of years, we'd like to see 40% of the money coming into the school from people that aren't parents at the school because they're already paying tuition. That's a great goal, but it's not a realistic goal. It's not a goal that can be accomplished unless you first invested back in the community. When I sit down with someone across the table from me as a development director, and I'm asking him and his business to invest $30,000 in the school over the course of 3 years, give us $10,000 a year, or that's the number that's on the table and we're talking about, it's very hard for me as a development director to overcome the fact that we've been in the community for 11 years or 5 years or 3 years and he's never heard about us. It's very difficult for him to hear, well, we're the greatest thing since canned peaches and sliced bread. And he's going to say, well, if that's the case, then why don't I know about you? Because I know about St. David's and I know about Grace Christian School and I know about Wake County Christian School. And if you're that great, why don't I read about you in the Chamber of Commerce directory or in the Cary News or in any of our local Cary magazines or anything like that? Very hard thing to overcome. So you need to be doing marketing now because you have a plan in place somewhere down the road, next year, 2 years, 3 years from now, to break ground. That's what you've been telling the families of the school. And it can't be accomplished without marketing. So that's where I wanted to begin, first to just deal with some of the objections that you as a marketing or a development director might have from parents of the school on how you're spending their tuition dollars. Why do we need to be doing this? The classes are full. Why do we need to be doing this? We don't have any money anyway. We can barely afford to pay teachers. Now, I want to talk to you about, because I'm dealing with a lot of folks in here that are just getting started with marketing, I want to talk about three essential components that have to be a part, or it's a good starting point for you in marketing. Three things that you really need to have, three things you need to make money for in your budget. The first one is a signature brochure. The second one is a website, and I'm talking about a professional website. I'm talking about something that reflects well upon the school, not something that looks like internal page three website at IBM or something like that, something that's just text heavy and not aesthetically pleasing at all. And you need to have an ad. You need to have an ad that effectively communicates, maybe just in a picture and a phrase, what the school is about that you can place. We'll talk about where you place it in a little bit, but I'm going to show you how to create an ad. Some of these things you're going to have to learn to do in-house. You don't want to, but when you're starting with a small budget, I'm going to show you what makes an effective ad. And I'm going to show you one or two really pathetic ads that are so bad they're funny that we'll point out some of the problems with those. And you need to be able to tell as a marketing director what makes an effective ad and what makes a bad ad. You need to be able to tell as a marketing director what's an effective space to buy and what's a complete waste of money. It's expensive to buy ad space, and so you need to know how to do these things, because that's a part of your job. First of all. The signature brochure. That's the next thing, isn't it, on your outlines? Okay. The signature brochure. This is the cover of ours. Here, I held it up to you already. Here is ours. And if you can make something this big, that's wonderful. But as I said before, we didn't start out with something this large. It doesn't even have to be four color. Four color brochures and glossies are very expensive. As a matter of fact, when you put a varnish on it, that counts as a fifth color. We created 5,000 of these, and we got a great deal on them, and it cost us about $5,500 just to make this piece alone. And you probably don't have that in your budget. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try and show you how to do all three things, the signature brochure, the website, and the ad on $5,000. But we're 11 years old, and we have 770 students, and so we can afford this at this point. But let me talk to you for a second about the copy inside a signature brochure. The temptation for us, because we're so excited about a school, is to try and over-communicate. We want to say everything in every piece that we put out there in the community. Your website is the place where you can talk endlessly about what classical education is and about what's in the parent-teacher handbook and about the vision of the school to the nth degree. That's the place for that. What you want to do in a signature brochure, the only things you want to communicate copy-wise in a signature brochure is the mission of the school, whatever your mission statement is. Providing excellent classical education founded upon a biblical worldview. That's ours. And then the vision statement, which is about three very short paragraphs. You know, what we aim to graduate. We aim to graduate students who are godly, that can articulate effectively. And it just goes on and on. It's flowery and it's beautiful. And we also talking here in three very short paragraphs about classical education. Here's grammar, three sentences. Here's logic, three sentences. And here's rhetoric, three sentences. And the only thing you want to put in your signature brochure outside of that is any distinctives that you have. We have a blossoming sports program that didn't hardly exist 6 years ago, but now there are 34 different sports teams across 11 different sports, and there are coaches, and now we have a campus with playing fields and gyms. And so we talk about the program, and we put pictures in there, you know, nice big pictures of students that are playing sport on the field. We also have a burgeoning arts program, and so one of the things that we do there is talk about that a little bit. We're talking about developing the whole child. But we didn't start that way. All we did for several years was the most important thing, which was to educate the students. But as you get these things, and the other Christian schools, the other private schools don't have these things, these are some of those distinctives that I was talking about that you have to highlight. But look at this piece. Look at how little copy there is on it. You know, look how much time look at the extent to which we try and impress you just with photos. Here's arts and music. You know, here's two pleasant looking students just enjoying each other, you know, on a lawn. Here's sports on the back. Big shots. That's what you want to be doing with this piece. You want to get them, the goal with this piece is to get them to either visit the school or to go to your website. Everywhere you look in here, you'll see, go to our website, www.carrychristianschool.org. Here's our phone number. Call the office. Schedule an appointment. This is just the thing that gets them in the door. All right, that's what the signature brochure does, and that's all that it does. That's why you don't need a lot of copy. You just need enough copy to get them interested to take the next step. Now, if you jump to the next one. And the next step is quite often the website. And there are lots of folks out there. This is just, you know, we redid ours last spring. And again, across the front, you have these wonderful pictures. People are interested in knowing that you have that you have your own campus. If you have that, that's a big selling point, because a lot of schools in our area and you might not have that yet. Academics and sports, right across the front. We tried not to be. The first time we did the website, I was so concerned that it looked very classical and kind of dark and heavy, and we played our Latin music when it opens up, and it was so cumbersome. You know, you just felt like, is this a university at the graduate level, or is this supposed to be bright? And we've got kindergartners coming in here. You want it to be compelling and exciting for the 27-year-old parents of 5-year-old Emily, you know? And so we tried to brighten things up a little bit here, but it's very important that people can navigate this thing well. And unless you have someone who does this profession, this is something that's very difficult to do in-house unless God's blessed you with the guy in your school who has his own business this way. Once they structure the site, what you can see there, you can learn about us, and we have academics and admission and athletics and the corporation, being a member of our corporation, which is unique to our school. It's the way we structure things. And then across the top, we have news and events. We're in the newspaper a lot. We get a lot of coverage because we spend money there, but I'll talk to you a little bit about that later. And then there's a section just for parents. It talks about uniforms, and it talks about lunch schedules, and the parent-teacher handbook is there. And then grandparents. We have a grandparents association, so grandparents can go on and find out all about what's going on for them at the school, and Grandparents Day, and joining the association. And then, of course, the thing that I'm most interested in, I should make it really bold and about 20-point type, giving to Cary Christian School, because that's what I'm ultimately responsible for. The only reason I'm in charge of marketing is because it's a means to development. My job hinges upon me bringing in so many dollars a year to the school outside of tuition. Once I stop doing that, if I stop doing that, I would no longer have a job. At Cary Christian School, they could find someone just to do the marketing for considerably less money, I would imagine. So anyway, a website is essential. So you've got the signature brochure, and you've got the website, and then you also have ads. And the ad is the least expensive thing to create, and it can be one of the most effective. It's essential for you to have this. And I want to talk a little bit about ads, and I want to talk specifically about the photos that you use in ads. We set up our own shots. As a matter of fact, we took our own pictures in-house for a long time. This year is the first year that I hired a photographer, but I created the shot list and I set up the shots, and this is something that you very likely are going to have to do. And so I want to help you get creative images, because the most important thing about the ad is the image that draws your eye in. Here's the Cary News, okay? This comes out once a week in Cary, North Carolina. And let me just open it up to, this page. Look how much, just like your little local newspapers, look how much advertising there is and how little content as far as articles goes. What you need to do is you need to actually take an ad, whatever ad it is that you've created that you think is great, cut it out and paste it in here, and see if your eye is interested in landing on that spot. Because the problem is, just like with the signature brochure that I was talking about, your temptation is going to be to want to over-communicate. We have so much good stuff to say about the school, and we've got all these distinctives, and maybe if I put them into bullets and don't use full sentences, I can cut down on the copy and things. But it's going to be you can make a mess of things. What an eye wants to do as it scans a paper that especially one that's as cluttered as this, just like Junior's papers, is to find a comfortable, quiet spot to land just for a second, just so it can rest there and go, ah. That's what you do when you look at the newspaper. That's why a picture is so important, and very limited copy is essential. You see how much copy we have here? We did an ad campaign, and every month we'd run a different picture. So a different picture would be in this spot, but it would always have this column. This was the classical. We're a classical school, and it would always just have our mission statement: providing excellent classical education founded upon a biblical worldview. Here's our website. Go there for more information. Here's our phone number. Schedule an appointment. Call us if you have any questions about us at all. And that's the way it looked. Now, the pictures that we used for this campaign, wow. The pictures that we used for this campaign varied greatly. One of the reasons we used this image right here was because everybody thought we were a K-8 school, and here we were about to graduate seniors. And so I was interested in having one of the shots, one of the 12 shots that we used through the year, have all these upperclassmen, and wanted to show that we retained boys at the upper level. A lot of times private schools hemorrhage out a good percentage of the students going from 8th to 9th grade, and especially boys because of sports. And you end up with predominantly girls in 9 through 12. And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to overcome perceptions that people have about the school, and I get 12 opportunities through the year to do that. And so I have the boys, and I have them in the lab. I have them in the lab because another thing about classical education, another preconceived notion that people have about classical education is that we're anti-technology. You'd never have a computer lab because they go to the library and they read through old, dry, dusty books that when you open them, piles of stuff come up. And that's sort of how they do their research. And that might be how you do your research, but that's not how we do ours. And so what I needed to do is I needed to have a picture that sort of says 1,000 things about the school. That's what you want to do. You want to make sure that the goofiest thing to do, which people often do, and some of you don't know any better, is to have pictures of just smiling students that are standing in a row, like three girls just standing there. Because it doesn't say anything about the school. You never want to run an ad like that. They want to be doing something, and it needs to look like they're really doing. I mean, they weren't really. I made them sit there, and I made them all put their heads just so they weren't blocking each other. And then I said, now pretend that you're just type. The computers weren't even on. I said, just type and look like you're really into and focused on research. See how none of them are covering those? But you don't notice that. All you notice is, hey, that's a pretty good shot, and they're at the computer. And look how they're dressed. Look how impressive that is. It certainly isn't the public school down the street. Can you flip to the next one? Hey, there's another one. Another thing was that, well, you may get the test scores. You know, we can't argue with that. But the kids must just be miserable learning at Cary Christian School. You must just be shoving it down their throats at that school. So I took a shot of two kids just talking together. And again, they weren't just naturally there. I set the shot up. As a matter of fact, I had to clear the whole back wall because it was filled with clutter and things. And I put a bookshelf behind them because they're reading books. And so I made sure that the background didn't have a bunch of distractions in it. Same thing here. This one didn't make it on there, but this is from the same series, same column again, same thing, same year. Every year we run the same, we run a series. It's called a branding campaign. Every year we'll run shots that look very similar or identical. But what you're trying to do is every time folks who read the Cary News, there are 50,000 people who get it on their doorstep every Wednesday morning, every time they saw the column, they started to go, Cary Christian School, Cary Christian School, swoosh, oh, Nike, oh, column, Cary Christian School, swoosh, Nike. That's what you want them to be doing. Here, this was a great shot. For some reason, the guy, our ad guy who put my PowerPoint together didn't put this on there, but here's a teacher leaning over a second grade student, pouring herself into this child. They're both working on the same project. You can see that she just loves this child that God's placed in her classroom. That interaction between teacher and student, the interaction between student and student, the different things that set you apart because of your computer labs or because of sports. Sometimes we run sports ads. Those are the things you need to be thinking about. You also need to be thinking about boys versus girls, young versus old. You don't always want to get in the rut of having the youngsters because they're cuter at that age. And forget to remind the folks that you have sophomores, juniors, and seniors at the school as well. across races. Can you just jump to the next one? You make sure that also that that if you have if 40% of the school is black, then 40% of the students in the pictures are black. If only 5% of the students in your school are black, don't make 50% of the students in your ad black. Be honest about who you are. We have Indians and we have black folks and we have Chinese folks and things, but we have very few Chinese folks, and so very few are in the ads. But just reflect accurately what's going on at your school and what the demographic looks like. The second year that I was running an ad campaign, I got tired of switching out the ad because we were running it in three different magazines, and sometimes I'd forget and things, and my life got busy because we were building a campus that year, and I said, forget it. I'm just creating one ad that we're going to run for 12 months. And we created, and we took a bigger ad space that year, and I was able to highlight a couple of the distinctives. Instead of just saying that you're providing excellent classical education founded upon a biblical worldview, I could say we're a K-12 classical school. So we're K-12, we're graduating kids. We have a three-part educational process, which is grammar, logic, and rhetoric. So that's where they know we're a classical school, plus the word classical up there. We have a newly developed 21-acre campus. That was a big deal that year. And here you can see the building out front. And we have 14 competitive sports. Across 34 middle school, JV, and varsity sports teams. So you have sports here, you have learning going on. Again, the teacher with the child, that interaction, just that one-on-one that parents who are paying tuition are looking for a little bit. And, of course, always, I didn't say this before, but always our logo everywhere. On as many kids and on as many parents as what you can get in the community. All right? Can you give me the next one? There's another one. This was, again, the bigger the ad space that you can take, the more you can write. All right? This is reversed out text. It may be hard for you to see. You don't want to put this in the newspaper. This would work really, because in a newspaper, all the detail is lost. It would be fuzzy. It would be a little hard to read this. But this would be perfect in something like, let me see if I can find them. This would be perfect in Carrie Living or Carrie Magazine, the slick glossies that we have in our community. I don't know what opportunities that you have. I don't know where you all come from. I don't know if your town has a weekly newspaper that comes out that really that where you can really capture your demographic. If you live in the middle of Atlanta, it's very expensive taking ad space out in the paper. There's a tremendous amount of waste there. And so you need to find your community papers. You need to find your community glossies. But we'll talk about ad space a little bit later. Can you give me the next one? Again, sports. Make sure that the sport that you're advertising is... We only run this in the fall. When we ran this, it was run in the fall because that's when guys' soccer was in play. And in the winter, we might have a basketball shot if we're accentuating sports. And in the spring, it might be track and field or something else. But make sure that you remember where you're at in the year. Again, these are the distinctives. Website, phone. Give me the next one. Go ahead and give me the next. Oh, okay. And now we take out whole page ads or half page ads. And now, 5 years after I arrived at the school, we're at a point where we'll do color advertising. But again, and we have a football team. So that was sort of a big deal, especially for our superintendent, who was an NFL quarterback. Whenever we do sports now, I have to do football. That's the rule. So, but kids learning, again, see how the kids are, this is so unique to classical education, where 50% of the learning takes place as a group, and it's very active. You know, they're learning a verb shows action, there's no doubt, tells what a subject does, like sing and shout, I think. So anyway, that's what they're doing. And then arts. And then again, the cover of the signature brochure, but two girls just having a pleasant conversation. All right? Can you go on to the next one? Now, what you're going to have to do, whether you're hiring a professional photographer to come in, well, let me start over. In May of this year, I got someone to come in and take pictures before things got hectic with end of year, before the seniors hemorrhaged out because they graduate a week early, before Grandparents' Day and before all the spring plays and everything else got really busy. I hired a photographer to come in just on a regular day at Cary Christian School and create for me a bank of photos that I'm going to use for all of 2007 and 2008. I'm not going to have him come in throughout the year because I don't have the time for that, neither does he. It costs more. I said, I just want to book you for a day, and I'm going to create a shot list. And then from those photographs, I'm going to pull for everything that I do, from signature brochures to the annual fund to the legacy piece that we do to year-end giving to updating the website this summer. Every summer, we update the website with all new photos. And we don't change the structure of it. It would be too expensive, and it would be confusing. If every time you went on the website, they changed where the giving spot was or where you need to go for parents or grandparents, it would be a mess. But you freshen it up every year at the existing site. But I got this photographer in at the beginning of May, the first week of May, and I gave him a shot list of things that I wanted covered because I wanted to make best use of my time because he cost me $1,000. Now, normally, we have students at the school that can take tremendous photos, and we have a parent or two that are really blessed, and they have the $5,000 camera, digital camera. Get that guy or get that lady to work with you if you have a limited budget. But at 8 o'clock, we were in Mr. Cook's historic theology class, and I went in at 7:30 and got the angle that we wanted to shoot from and made sure he cleaned his shelves right. Because what you're going to be drawn to a lot of times in a photo is all the clutter in the background. You're going to see all that junk, and it's going to detract from what you really want. And then we were in Ms. Canode's class, where the kids are doing all of their active learning. And then at 9:15, we were in Mrs. Baba's third grade recorder flute class. And then Mrs. Mitchell's class. You're going to see pictures from Mrs. Mitchell's class in a little bit in an e-card presentation that I've got. And on and on. And I gave him a break. And then in the afternoon, there was some conditioning going on outside, and there was an art class that I wanted covered with all kinds of bright paints. They were painting. I didn't want them just cutting out and doing black and white stencil sketches. I wanted paint everywhere. Because what you want to do in a brochure, or what you want to do in an ad, especially when you get to the color stage, is you want lots of activity and you want lots of color. So again, so that it draws the eye for the reader right to you. And then in the afternoon, there was a home soccer game and there was a home baseball game. And so I got him to cover both of those as well. So I made full use of his day. He was exhausted. I was pretty tired. And we took 1,200 photos. And of those 1,200 photos, there were 45 good ones. And that's all that I need for the whole year. And I don't have to hire him anymore. And he gives them to me on disk. And I give one of those disks to the superintendent. You really want to make sure that you cover your own rear end by handing that all those photos and all your copy to your boss, whoever that is. If your boss is the board, give them a copy. If your boss is the head of school or headmistress of the school or the superintendent of the school or whatever you want to call him, give him a copy of that and say, go through all these photos. Is there any child that's in here that isn't returning? Because I don't know that. I don't even have an office on campus. I only know 3/4 of the parents at the school because of development. And if I wasn't a development director, I wouldn't even know 50% of the parents at the school. But the superintendent sure knows what families are complaining trouble families. What families are part of the Fellowship of the Grieved that hold court in the parking lot all the time? You don't want their children. You don't want their children in your photos, because it's likely that sometime throughout the year they're going to leave the school, or you're going to ask them to leave the school, and then you've got their child, on the cover of your signature brochure, and you had originally intended that your signature brochure would last 3 years, because it costs so much, and so. And so you're in trouble. So you need to cover yourself by saying, look through these 45 images. I know this isn't your job, but you'd be in hot water with me if anything occurred here. And get him to bless it. And then beyond that, you do your job. He doesn't want to superintend everything and help you create ads anyway. He's too busy running a school. Or she's too busy running the school and taking care of teachers and families and things. That's another thing that I didn't mention about the signature brochure. One thing that you can do in selling it, yours might not cost $5,500, but it will certainly cost $1,500 to $2,000, even if you just do a two-color one. You need to talk about the fact that what you're doing is you're creating a brochure that's going to have about a 3-year shelf life. And so, again, it's just the vision statement, the mission statement of the school, a couple things, a couple statements, a couple paragraphs in regard to classical education, your distinctives, and contact information. No information in here that's going to date your brochure. No children in here. They're going to graduate next year and automatically render this thing old. Okay? Never shoot seniors. Never photograph seniors. All right? Unless you're planning on using the ad in the next couple of months, and that's the only kind of a shelf life you want on it. I learned these things as I went, so I'm just speaking. I'm speaking from experience here. But in selling this to the board, let them know, look, if this makes you feel better, amortize the cost, the $2,000 cost over 3 years. because I'm making 2,000 of these. Even if you only have 150 or 200 students, make 2,000 of these. Because the difference between creating 1,000 and 2,000 is the paper. The difference between creating 1,000 and 2,000 is going to be about $300. And then you don't want to be stingy with these. You know, we told parents not to waste them because we were handing them out to 250 households and we were giving three to each of those. So I got rid of 650 of them right away. And I only had 2,000. But I wanted to be able to put them in doctor's offices and things without thinking about, gee, I wonder who's really using them. And then I walked in there and I saw one on the floor and that bugged me, so I took them out of there because they didn't appreciate them very well. No, make enough of them to give them away at will to people who think they might be interested in the school. So you want to do that. But create something that has a decent shelf life. Create something that has a long shelf life. Can you give me another shot? These are some of the images that we shot in May of this year. This is Mrs. Knode's class. The kids are all pointing to pronouns across the top of the classroom. But you see, what we've got here is we've got really engaged kids, and we've got a teacher that's pleasant, and she's watching the kids. She's loving the kids. The whole board here is exactly what you'd hope you'd have for your grammar school student. It's bright. It's clean. It's colorful. It's a fun shot. This isn't at all the learning that they expected at Cary Christian School, again, because of SAT scores and because we're a classical school and because we make them learn a Latin song, No Nobis is our school song, they think that, and they make them wear uniforms and it's just drudgery. So, okay, next picture. Here's a great shot of kids actively learning, fourth grade with Mrs. Mitchell and two boys, and they do this bug collection and they have all these caterpillars and butterflies and things in the classroom. Next shot. And here the freshmen have to do presentations in anatomy class. They have to do their own presentations, and they were really doing this in class, and the student was up here. And the student who was presenting was up here, and then the first row of desks was clear back here, and so I went into the class ahead of time to talk to the teacher. Always, don't just bust in the class with a photographer. You have to get permission. The administration needs to know that this is the shot day. If you want all the kids in uniforms, you can do that. We don't do that because, again, we don't require the dress. They're in uniform every day, but we don't require the dress uniforms every day. And when I used to take the photos, I used to want everything just perfect with the students and all the shirts pressed and things, but that wasn't really an accurate reflection either. They're always in uniform, but they're comfortable, most of the day. I'd like to think they're comfortable in their dress uniforms, but I hear otherwise. So what I did was I asked the teacher, I said before class, before they walked in, I said, let's move all the desks up here, and I want this boy doing this presentation, and I want three boys and one girl right around them to make it look like the shot is full. To make it look so you can see the person he's presenting to. Don't feel bad about contriving shots, but don't make up anything that doesn't actually occur within the walls of your school either. All right? But you're gonna have to do that to make it a good photo. Otherwise, all I have is this boy instead of this interaction between several boys. That's what makes the shot. And the fact that the photographer turned it a little bit sideways, it makes it edgy. It makes it a little bit interesting. He takes liberties. I didn't ask him to do that. Anyway, go ahead. And same thing with this shot. We have a big oak tree. The entrance to Cary Christian School winds back into an open meadow. And there's this gigantic oak tree that we actually built the road around so we didn't have to destroy it. And then we put picnic tables up there. And Mr. Sperlia here from Romania, he's been one of our teachers for 3 years, and he's holding court up there. He has classes out there in the spring and in the fall in the shade of this tree. And the picnic tables were really scattered. And so I got these great shots of Mr. Sperlia, and I'm looking at him on the digital camera, and I said, where are the kids? And so we pulled everything in. The only thing that I would do on here, this bugs me. You gotta pay attention to detail. It looks like the student's gonna trip the teacher, doesn't it? He had no intention. I don't think he had any intentions of that. And so what you want to do is you want to crop the shot right here. You're not losing anything by covering knees and legs. But this is the type of thing that you need to be looking for. Do I have boys and girls represented? Do I have young and old represented? Do I have teachers that I know are coming back next year that have already signed contracts? That's important as well. They want to know, the folks want to know in the public, what percentage of the teachers are male when you get from 9 to 12? It's a good question. It's a good question for several reasons. So all of my 9 to 12 teachers are male in the images that we shot for this year. But anyway, it's a really beautiful shot, and it looks like educating is going on all over the school. Every corner of God's Green Half Acre that we've been blessed with has learning occurring in it. Okay, go ahead. Sports. This shot kind of bugs me. We're using it a little bit, but it's just something I have to deal with. Everybody's car, including my car, is parked in front of the school. And if you could get rid of all the cars, I don't mind the people, but if you get rid of all the cars, it would be a much nicer shot. But sometimes you just have to, you know, I can't get everybody to move for a photo. I'd like to, but I can't. So anyway, but again, there's action. Don't take sports photos with a guy standing there with his helmet under his arm. Get him actually hitting somebody, or, you know, on the field. Get him hitting somebody or getting a, okay, take the next shot. This is glorious, all right? Here's one of our girls. She's actually kicking a goal. Everybody else is out of focus. There's a ref there. You can see the ball. It doesn't get any better than that. But he shot about 100 photos, and there were only two that I could use, which was fine, because I only really needed one. And there's sports at CCS. And anybody, any professional photographer would say, that's a great shot right there. So go ahead. Okay. Here's a really bad shot. And Paul Arsenault, who's the marketing director, knows better. He's a friend of mine. I actually called him and kidded him about this shot because I don't know what he was thinking. But let me tell you what's wrong with this shot. There's so many things that are wrong with it, and we can learn by bad ads as well, right? This is so messy. When you are trying to text over things, at least have a clean desk so it's easy to read the information. That's right here, because it's a small ad too. And you never reverse that text on yellow. It's too light a color, a background color for the white to pop on. And then the aesthetics of the shot, Larry Stevenson would kill me. I would lose my job at Cary Christian School if I had this boy representing our, look at his hair. He would have to get a haircut even if he wasn't being photographed for the school, I think, just to continue attending at the school. And these are small things, but look at his belt. Okay, here's his pants. And his belt hanging down, and he will undoubtedly get his tie caught in his fly when he goes into the bathroom because it's hanging down that low. And so is this voice. And then the other thing is, this is just a general observation, is that it looks contrived. Okay, none of our photos, they may be contrived. The boys are at the computers, and I got their heads just right. But there's nothing about the photo that says that's fake. This photo, it doesn't look like anybody's talking. It looks like everybody's just smiling, and it looks like the students are, everybody looks uncomfortable to me. It doesn't look natural. The photos have to look natural, and that's something that you gotta, I know we're spending a lot of time talking about photos, but they're so key to selling the school. They're so key to representing the school. It's really true. A picture, a good picture, will say 1,000 words. A bad picture will just leave a bad taste in your mouth about the school and cause you to not call the school, potentially, worst case scenario. Not call the school, but what I was going to say was make sure that you select your students well. You know, find ones that are going to be natural. And if one of them's not working out, just tell them thank you. You did a great job, and then put them back in school and go get somebody else. But you don't want to waste your time or the photographer's time trying to make something work when obviously the student should never look in the camera. Just if you're supposed to be engaged with the teacher, then be engaged with the teacher. If you're supposed to be looking at the computer screen, then look at the computer screen, and they have to be able to take direction. Left? Okay, keep going. Let me just tell you about, I always talk too long. I need a 2-hour presentation, but we talked about the three essentials. You have to have a signature, you need to have a signature brochure. You need to have a website that's functional and is aesthetically pleasing, even if it's just a small one, even if you're just getting started. And you need to have an ad. And the ad requires a little bit of copy and a really nice picture or two. Okay? And what you need to be able to do is, here's a good rule of thumb. For every 75 students that you have, you need to take one tuition, just getting started, you need to take one tuition of the 75 tuitions, whether it's $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, and set it aside for marketing. If you have 150 students, take two tuitions. Our tuition is $5,150. If you have 150 students, if you can find $8,000 to $10,000in the budget, you need to find at least five, because you're not going to be able to accomplish the three things that you absolutely have to have without $5,000. I don't know how you'd make it work, even if it's in-house, because that includes money to place the ads, and there's nobody in-house who's going to give you that free either. But one of the blessings in establishing relationships with, whether it's the local newspaper or whether it's the whether it's the local newspaper or whether it's Cary News, is that they're going to be much more receptive to coming out and covering things that are happening at the school and giving you free advertising. Our goal is for every dollar spent in ad space to get a dollar free. And so here are some of the ways in which the local paper, even the Raleigh News and Observer, have covered what's going on at our school. How is it that the kids at Cary Christian School test 235 points above the national average? How is that possible? Because they're not qualifying students and testing for giftedness in kindergarten. What is it about their methodology and their curriculum that gets the kids to test that well when they go to take their SATs? You know, and I send press releases all the time. Look, two Apache helicopters are landing on our playing field on May 22nd because the kids are doing something on aerodynamics, or a guy's coming with falcons because kids study birds in fourth grade, or we're having colonial days and they're studying all about North Carolina's history. It's North Carolina State Day. And they come and they cover it, and they bring their photographers and they take beautiful shots, and they write about us. And what about discipline? Rules of order. Our behavioral bar is very high at the school. You need to be able to walk into Cary Christian School and without anybody saying anything, just through observation, say, these kids respect. It's different here. And so lots of different articles. We purchased 21 acres, big deal. Local school builds campus. It's especially a big deal when they didn't want to zone it for that, when they wanted to make it a park. So we had lots of friends for a little few months in the community. Anyway, that's what you're looking for as well. You're going to be purchasing ad space, and you want to get lots of free advertising as well. I want to show you something that's sort of at a different level. But this year, for the first time, I'm always trying new things. In the fall, we send out an annual fund appeal. Now, this is the development side of things. But we send out an annual fund appeal, and we ask everybody to give, whether it's $20 or $200 or $2,000, to the annual fund, which goes to support existing programs and services. This isn't for bricks and mortar. It's not for land. It's for microscopes. It's for art supplies. It's for things that the budget won't cover, but that the students will benefit from greatly if we could just have those extra dollars. And we can generate anywhere between $60,000 and $80,000 a year from people just by giving 20 bucks. It just all adds up. We try and get 100% participation is always the goal. But anyway, this fall, I was losing my train of thought. In addition to sending out an appeal to 1,000 folks, all our grandparents and our parents and our friends of the school, we're also sending an eMart card that allows them to, well, you'll see it here in a second. We just developed it. It just got finished Friday. You can start it. We just got finished with it on Friday. And in September, they're going to be hit twice. This is going to be received in the mail, and then they're going to be receiving this card. This is the end of it. We're going to play it. And I'm sorry, I'm not hooked to mics in here. But we have 1,100 email addresses that are part of our database at the school, and it's starting up down here now. There's a company out of Texas that did this for us, and we're excited to see what kind of results it brings. It allows someone at the very end of the email to just click here and make a gift to the annual fund. Your website should be a very active thing for you. You should be able to make a gift to the school on the website. You should be able to. It's a bummer not having the music. I would hum it for you if I had a better voice, but it's really jazzy. And it's a celebration of what God has done for us, for how far He's brought us. We never want to forget to thank God for where we are, wherever it is. We were grateful when we were on three campuses and parents had three drop-off spots that were 3 miles apart each. And we're grateful for what God has done in the last few years as well. So I'm exciting, folks. I'm saying this year 92 gifted teachers, motivated administrators, assistants rise early each morning to faithfully instruct the young minds entrusted to them. It's a numbers thing. The numbers keep going up here. And then you're going to see here that I'm reminding the folks that might give that our students test 235 points above the national average. Okay? This is all before I ask him to give. But again, you're trying to motivate him and understand that their gift to the school is a worthwhile gift. 770 students are going to walk through the doors of Cary Christian School each morning, the highest number ever. God continues to bless us this way as well. And we're celebrating the fact that this fall we have 10,000 square feet of new academic and art space that have been added on as phase two to the school. We had 49,000 square feet of space, and we just added 10,000 more. And then again, indeed, God has been very good to us. And then the ask. You know, we start the, well, see the pictures? That whole wall had other stuff on it, and I said, no, take the clutter off. Join us in advancing our vision of graduating young men and women who, here's part of the vision. Here's part of our vision for the school. Young men and women who think clearly and listen carefully with discernment and understanding, reason persuasively and articulate precisely, possess humility and gratitude to God. And then, see, it seems like it's going slow when you don't have that really catchy music going on. Join us in advancing our mission of providing excellent classical education founded upon a biblical worldview. Join us in changing the world one student at a time. Join us through a gift to Cary Christian School Annual Fund. There's when it starts talking about the giving. And the next picture that comes up, I want to tell you something about it real quick. We need your help. You can't make this go faster right now. I keep going. Like you can do that. Here's a picture of a bunch of students just standing there. And you're going to say, I thought you told me not to take a picture of a bunch of students standing there. But the reason I took that picture, that's behind, just leave that up there right now. The reason why we took that picture was because we wanted you to understand, this is going to be the cover of our annual fund campaign this year. We want you to understand that your gift to the school, no matter where you give it, is going to bless every student of every age, of every color, of every desire. Some of them are sports guys, and so your money can go to the athletic fund. You can direct it. Some of them are real academians, and so you've got a little boy with his books and his glasses on, and the arts. You've got students there with their easel and their brushes and the latest masterpiece, the copy of a masterpiece that they have. But it's part of a campaign that's different than that. So don't think that I'm contradicting myself. We don't normally take that shot. But you see black and white and boy and girl and rising junior quarterback and a kindergartner going into first grade. And so that's what we're doing there. I always run out of time. I never get to talk about everything I'd like to talk about. And so I apologize for that. And I'm available the whole conference. I'll just be around. So if you have questions specifically about your school, I'd be glad to entertain them. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't know, Ellen. I inherited that logo. It's yellow, but we don't raise wheat in North Carolina. So, if it was Moscow, I could see the wheat. Maybe. I just inherited that. Oh, it's the laurel leaves. It's the laurel leaves. A lot I know
about.
We're
talking about the money per tuition. Is that just for ads or is that for marketing?
That was for creating the brochure.
So that's all your whole marketing budget or your ad budget?
Well, hang on one second. I want to say, hey, folks that are still in the room, I wanted to tell you something. I don't go out anymore and do consulting. I used to travel to schools and spend a day with you, and you'd have to pay my travel, and there was a stipend as well. But what we have at the Word MP3 booth is there's a kit that you can buy that has all of our publication materials in it. You can use all of our copy from Annual Fund for our signature brochure. There are three discs with me talking about marketing and development, one on marketing and two on development, how you court a donor, how you create a good development year, what you need to be doing in September, October. And we have a special price on them. It's like $159 for all of our materials for three talks that you can take home with you and just put in a computer and watch. And there are forms up here if you want, and there's the Word MP3 booth out there, but you can take them home with you and you'll just have them. So if everybody couldn't be here, if your marketing director couldn't be here, everything that I talked about today and more is in that kit. Development's in there. And it's at the Word MP3 booth, which is down there. All right.